Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This newscast is brought to you by Daedalus Tactical. For a custom-crafted, handmade firearm, go to our friend Corey Cash. Through your local FFL, Corey will hand-make you any firearm you can imagine. Reach out to him today at daedalustactical.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. House GOP subpoenas Justice Department for Biden special counsel documents. U.S. Army cutting 24,000 job openings in future force design. Armed bandits rob migrants crossing California border illegally. And there could be a problem with your Cheerios and Quaker Oats. A group of House committees subpoenaed Attorney General Merrick Garland on February 27th for materials surrounding Special Counsel Robert Hur's probe of Joe Biden, allegedly mishandling classified information. The group consists of the House Oversight Committee, the House Ways and Means Committee, and the House Judiciary. They requested notes, audio files, video, and transcripts of Hur's probe. The committees set a deadline of March 7th, according to a copy of the subpoena obtained by the Epoch Times. The U.S. Army has decided to cut 24,000 positions from its ranks as the service attempts to refocus its warfighting efforts and adjust to ongoing recruiting challenges. This week, the Army finalized a plan to reduce its force structure by about 5% by fiscal 2029. The plan comes following extensive consultations between Army leaders and members of Congress over the past year. Several groups of migrants were attempting to cross the border illegally on Sunday and were robbed at gunpoint, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens. Owens was on X on Monday to write that armed bandits robbed several groups of migrants near Chula Vista, that's in San Diego County, near the southern border opposite Tijuana. Yet another example of the dangers these criminals and smugglers pose to the public, the migrants, and our agents. It's unknown what exactly the bandits stole or if any of the migrants were injured. Fox News Digital reached out to Border Patrol for additional information, but did not immediately receive a response. Our quote of the day, faith is like a bright ray of sunshine. It enables us to see God in all things, as well as all things in God. St. Francis de Sales. And coming up, our saint of the day, his healing twice of serious illness brought him to faith. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
We've all heard the cliche, that's your bread and butter, meaning this is what you've gotten so good at and it's so important you can literally do it in your sleep or blindfolded. Well, that's what my Beast and Butt Rub is becoming to hundreds of American families, their go-to bread and butter seasonal. Try it and I guarantee it will become your family's favorite too. Use it on veggies, eggs, popcorn, chicken, and yep, pork ribs and butts. Pick up a bottle or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. He was born in Italy into a large family and baptized Francis. Saint Gabriel lost his mother when he was just 4 years old. He was educated by the Jesuits, and having been cured twice of serious illnesses, he came to believe that God was calling him into the religious life. Young Francis wished to join the Jesuits, but was turned down. Following the death of a sister to cholera, his resolve to enter religious life became even stronger, and he was accepted by the Passionists. Upon entering the novitiate, he was given the name Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. His spirit of prayer, love for the poor, consideration of the feelings of others, exact observance of the Passionist rule, as well as his bodily penances, made a deep impression on everyone. His superiors had great expectations as he prepared for the priesthood, but after only 4 years of religious life, symptoms of tuberculosis appeared. He died peacefully on February 27, 1862, at the age of 24. He was an example to both young and old. Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows was canonized in 1920. There could be a problem with your Cheerios and Quaker Oats. Chloramaquat, a pesticide linked to reproductive and developmental issues in animals, is getting a lot of attention following a study that showed it was prevalent in a number of oat-based foods. According to Fox News, this includes brand names like Cheerios and Quaker Oats. In a recent peer-reviewed study published in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology, Environmental Working Group scientists studied the levels of chloramphenicol in oat and wheat-based products purchased in the U.S., and what they found was detectable levels. Send me your news tips to janet@crusadechannel.com and stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. And up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.